Hello, and welcome to Sporecast, a Canadian podcast discussing patient-oriented research, research done in partnership with patients. I'm Beverly Pomeroy.
And I'm Lisa Ridgway, and we are patient partners who sit on a variety of patient councils and advisory groups, all with the vision to encourage research to answer research questions that matter to patients and aim to improve healthcare.
Thank you for joining us today. We hope you will be inspired to get involved and create your own impact in order to support healthcare research be more relevant and meaningful. Please enjoy the show.
Well, Lisa, we keep dragging people in that don't want to be here.
Look who we found now.
Yeah, so Connor, is it Rosen, Connor? Rosen?
Yes.
And Fred Cameron, who we know from BC Support Unit. And Fred and Connor are here with the, or as the Umbrella Society for Addiction and Mental Health. Is that correct? Like with the organization?
Thanks, guys.
So, yeah, thanks for being here. So one question we're asking everybody, because this is a conference on putting patients first, is from your perspective, what does putting patients first mean to you?
That's a loaded question.
There's
all kinds of information there. I think my primary role is to make sure the right questions are asked. We can translate and make sure that the information is used responsibly, is understood, and we give voice to the patients out in the community as well during the research. So.
Well done.
Awesome. Mm-hmm. And Connor, what do you think?
I prefer the term community-based researcher with lived experience.
Okay. Nice.
That's one of the things that I've taken away from this work and trying to empower others and creating connection with the community and being a part of the research from the beginning to the end stage.
Fantastic.
And yeah, the connection is a big
and
key
beyond.
For me.
And beyond, yeah. Well, thanks you guys for
reluctantly
for being our
thank
guests
you
today.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Are we allowed to eat in here now?
Hey,
Lisa.
Beth.
Well, we're here at BC Support Unit's annual conference, and today
amazing.
We managed to rope Terry Fleming, who is the research director of Research Ethics BC. I can never say that word. So we were just talking to Terry, and Terry, what does putting patients first mean to you?
So for me, being from the research ethics side of things, I'd like to see a patient partner involved in the beginnings of every research study.
Yes.
So whether it's they're designed and helping, they're part of designing the research project, or I would really like to see patient partners being part of research ethics boards as
yes.
well.
Oh, wow.
Because we always have community members on your research ethics board. It is a requirement, but to specifically have a patient partner there that is from the local area, wherever that research ethics board is from and where the research is going to take place, would be a really important step because we think they could bring something very valuable to the discussion.
Yeah. And what do you think the barriers to that are?
How do we
shift that?
I think that what happens is in most institutions, research ethics boards are formed out of whoever's the handiest. So if you're in a hospital, you're going to have some clinicians. You're going to find whoever you can that is interested in research ethics. And then you're going to bring in community members, and sometimes they are very well-educated people that are from a clinical background, and they're retired.
Okay.
And they're coming back in to be a part of the research ethics board.
Of course.
But there are some requirements that you have to have on your research ethics board.
Yeah.
But
yes.
You can have patient partners fill a very different role if you need it.
Let's do
well,
it.
Well, yeah. Thank you so much, Terry,
thank
for giving
you
us
for
your time today.
Thank you for sharing it. That was an amazing on-the-spot, and you responded. Thank you for being Sporecast. Now you get a button.
Yeah, you get a button now,
thank
Terry.
Thank you very much.
Well, of course, we're at Putting Patients First Conference, and it's all about putting patients first.
Absolutely.
And we have patient partner extraordinaire, Ken Byron, who's also on our provincial council,
yes.
who we've gotten to know over this last year.
Yes.
So, Ken, tell us, from your perspective, you know, working with the BC Support Unit and kind of been in this world for quite some time, more than I think I have, what does putting patients first mean for you?
Well, it all stems from the fact that patients have a say in their health care.
Yes.
At all aspects. It started out with patient engagement just between the patient and the doctor.
Yes.
But it's branched out so that one single patient can influence a bunch of doctors.
Absolutely.
And we're all professionals in that we can guide our healthcare.
You bet.
Ourselves.
Yes.
Right from individual at the doctor's office to conferences like this.
Absolutely.
That's awesome. Well, thank you so much,
yes,
Lisa, for bringing Ken in and having this conversation, and enjoy the rest of the conference, Ken.
Thank you very much.
Well, I'm super excited, as usual, here at Putting Patients First 2019, because we keep meeting all of our Twitter friends.
Whoa.
And I'm super excited that Sky Barbic is here. Dr. Barbic.
Dr. Sky Barbic.
Who is here as a UBC Assistant Professor, Department of Occupational Therapy.
Wow.
Thanks. Coming.
No kidding.
Yeah.
So thankful to have you standing in front of our microphone and being dragged away from a very restful lunch period to talk yet again about patient-oriented research.
Well, I have just one question. We're asking everybody the same question, so I'm really curious from your perspective. We're here at Putting Patients First. What does Putting Patient First mean to you, Sky?
So it means two things.
Okay.
The first thing is an opportunity, and it's quite exciting that we're talking about the whole concept of putting patients first and ensuring that they're driving the research and the work that we're doing in the field. But I also think it's an opportunity to really think about the term patients first.
Yes.
Waiting for someone to challenge that.
Yeah, to really challenge the concept. And I wonder how long it's going to take us to just do a strategy for person-oriented research.
Mm.
And to me, the term patient really means when I'm admitted to a hospital. And the work that I do is actually people with lived and living experience out in the community. And they don't define themselves as patients. So
wow.
It actually doesn't apply to my work. It's the people that I work with.
Yeah.
People with lived and living experience. So it's a great opportunity because I think finally we're doing this
yes.
work in collaboration, and we're talking about how do we co-create these solutions. But I do think it's an opportunity to challenge the term, putting
good.
Patients first, and say, why are we even saying that? Because it's ridiculous. It's a ridiculous concept.
So obvious.
It's so obvious. And what is the real opportunity to, is it people leading the research and directing us,
yeah.
people deciding where the funding's going, people deciding what the research questions are and the gaps in services?
Yeah.
And I think that's where I hope we go in the next decade of this strategy for person-oriented research.
Me too. I want to go work for Sky. Let's just say that. I want to go work for Sky. So
thank you so much
for being here, Sky, and have a good afternoon.
Yeah. Excellent.
Hey, Bev, we're here back at the Putting Patients First BC Support Unit annual conference, third annual conference, and guess who has walked into the Sportcast Zone?
One of my favorite people, Jim Mann, extraordinaire, on Twitter. And I've known Jim for a long time. He's a big supporter, obviously, of Alzheimer's. And so the theme, Jim, for this year's conference is putting patients first. And I'm curious from your perspective, because you're deeply involved in a lot of things, patients, especially in the world of Alzheimer's, what does that mean to you?
Well, I'd like to think it means that we have credibility, we have a message to give, and we have a voice. And
absolutely.
Personally, I just hope that people listen to that voice, because that we have a lot to teach and people have a lot to learn.
Right on.
Well, I think that's the best soundbite of the entire conference.
No
Thanks,
kidding.
Jim.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you for joining Sportcast today. We hope you will be inspired to get involved and create your own impact through patient engagement in patient-oriented research and help healthcare research be more relevant and meaningful.
If you'd like to get in touch with us and learn more, you can follow us on Twitter and Instagram at @spor_cast. That's spor, S-P-O-R, underscore cast, C-A-S-T, hashtag Sportcast. We can also be reached via email at sporcast1@gmail.com or visit our website, www.sporcast.ca.